The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Thursday Night Destruction, Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker, Two and a Half Wrestlers, The Midnight Jury, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Pro Wrestling 101, Apex Radio, and of course, The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. Let's start the show.
Welcome everybody to this week's show. Thank you for downloading episode number 28. Can't believe we've made it this far. I am your host, Justin. Joined this week, we are down one Timmy, but we have a special guest appearance. Dan is here.
What's up, everybody?
He actually is alive and in person. Joined also by Timmy.
Damn it.
Vince.
Yep.
I was going to have you play the part of Monroe from Too Close for Comfort.
Oh! That'd be awesome.
Because you are our Jim J. Bullock.
Hell yeah. Except for being gay.
Well, okay.
Okay,
speculation.
Speculation.
That's true.
We'll just jump in. How's everybody's week?
All right.
It was a week.
Yeah.
Watching any TV shows? I know Dan hasn't been. You watched any?
No.
I watched Gotham.
Yep.
The Balloon Man thing was quite creepy.
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's still really good. Arrow had their season premiere, and spoiler alert, killed off a main character in the season premiere. Yeah, with arrows to the gut, so.
Oh, Jesus.
Walking Dead starts back up tonight. Flash debuted. CW's highest rated opening show since 2009. Let's get right into the news. A lot of Flash news. Chances are you're going to get Booster Gold on this season of Flash. Possibility of a spinoff show. So it's pretty good. I picked up that Booster Gold number one on Friday.
Yeah.
They have also cast the other half of Firestorm. Victor Garber will play Dr. Martin Stein. He is the scientist part that's in Firestorm's head. What'd the dog do to you?
He got me covered in noodles.
Oh. Robbie Amell playing the Ronnie Raymond, the body part of Firestorm. You're probably going to get that in the 12th episode. Andy Mintus, I think is how you pronounce it, has been cast as the Pied Piper. Piper will be a protege of Harrison Wells, who's the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
He's no threat.
Huh?
Guy in the wheelchair. He's not a threat.
At the end of the first episode, he gets up out of the wheelchair.
Yeah. He's... Yeah.
Sneaky bastard.
But Piper loses his hearing during the particle accelerator accident.
What?
Hi. Exactly.
And he will use an arsenal of sonic weapons to get revenge. Probably 11th and 12th episodes this year you get him.
If only we were on video, this dog is amazing.
Yes. This was the news we broke last week, and they announced it the day after. Twin Peaks. Showtime has announced Twin Peaks is coming back. Yeah. 9-episode run in 2016.
I'm so goddamn excited.
Set 25 years after the original, like we said last
week. You're excited. Feel these nipples.
He had a boner last week.
Yeah, he did. He almost whipped it out.
It's true.
A lot of Daredevil news broke last night at the New York Comic Con. They announced Rosario Dawson's character. She's going to play Claire Temple, also known as Night Nurse. Future ex-wife of Bill Foster, Goliath, former Avenger, and one-time love interest of Luke Cage, so that's how you're going to get your Luke Cage spinoff show tied in.
Night Nurses from Jersey.
Yep. They also announced that, I'm going to butcher this name, Alette Zürer.
Racist.
Will play Vanessa Mariana, an art dealer that's in with the Kingpin. Vonda Hall as Ben Urich, the crime reporter. Toby Moore as Wesley, Kingpin's right-hand man. And Bob Gunton as Leland Owsley, the Owl, another one of Kingpin's hitmen. And of course, Vincent D'Onofrio will play Kingpin. And it looks really weird with a bald head.
I'm sure he does.
If you've ever seen the movie The Cell with Jennifer Lopez, it's that look again.
Oh, nice.
So,
who's playing the Daredevil?
Oh, I can't think of his name offhand, but they showed first look of the costume, and it is the black costume from the Frank Miller run. Yeah, here it is. Pulling it up. Maybe. Yeah, Joe Quesada announced it. So, it's just all black, everything. Gosh. That's the first. Charlie Cox is playing Matt Murdock. So, so there's that.
Man.
The TV show Archer has removed the name ISIS from the show.
I figured they would.
In light of recent global events.
That's too bad.
And the beheadings. Well, they kind of tied it into the end of last season that they now are back with the CIA. And they didn't announce it. Hey, we're no longer ISIS. They just kind of showed movers in the background taking the sign away. FX has announced they're going to do a companion series to American Horror Story. This will be called American Crime Story. And it will focus on true crime events, the first quote-unquote season. A 10-episode run called American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson.
Excellent.
So, wonder how that one's going to end.
He kills him, right?
Well, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Better, he's going to get juiced.
Well, not guilty. Air quotes. Legendary TV and Cyan Worlds are going to produce a TV series based on the video game Myst.
I saw that.
No network announced. Walking Dead has been picked up for a 6th season by AMC. No surprise there. NBC has ordered 3 more scripts for Constantine. I think that brings the total to 8 or 9. So you're going to get at least 8 or 9 episodes. This is the way they do it, this way, without giving a full order to the producers and investing all that money. So this is kind of a wait and see if the ratings hit or if it bombs.
He's not smoking.
It will show him with cigarette, but it will not show him smoking. Because of some weird ass FCC bullshit rule.
What station is it being broadcast?
NBC.
On? NBC.
Broadcast NBC.
I don't understand why they wouldn't show smoking then.
Because the kids. For the kids.
It's for the kids.
Fox is in deep development on a live-action X-Men TV series. Most likely, probably not broadcast Fox, probably FX.
What happened to the good old days when Campbell's used to have a cigarette in his mouth?
Joe Campbell?
Yeah.
And damn right.
We found a bunch of Joe Campbell memorabilia when we were antiquing.
Yeah, that's right. If they decide to keep your normal X-Men characters for the movies, then this is probably your X-Men quote-unquote show is probably going to be X-Factor with like multiple man's detective agency storyline, and you're probably going to get Quicksilver with it. So, sad news, because we have to report a death every week. Jan Hooks from Saturday Night Live passed away. They did a little tribute last night on the show tour. That's sad. She was pretty funny. They showed it was a skit with her and Phil Hartman. I'm like, you have to show that one because it was both hilarious people that are now dead by suck-ass things. So. DHX Media has signed on with Sony Animated to develop and produce 26 episodes of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, the series. So if you got kids, this is for the kids. It's kind of a funny show. It's a lot of puns.
I haven't seen the second one yet.
The first one's
pretty good.
Yeah,
there's a leak in the boat.
I love pun shit like that. This made me scratch my head and start to cry. Animal Planet is developing a scripted zombie animal drama.
Excellent.
Based on the graphic novel The Other Dead.
That sounds fucking awesome.
Zombie dogs.
Yeah.
I want them to chase the dog whisperer. That's all I want.
Is Whale War still on?
No, I'm not sure.
There was some controversy surrounding that guy, wasn't there? Something.
He was in jail now, I think.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
They did some pretty shady shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they were terrorists. I mean.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Japanese should have hired fucking some paramilitary.
They're too busy battling the fucking nuclear reactor at Fukushima. They're kind
of fucking whales.
Yeah, that's my whale noise. It's not good.
I speak whale.
Yeah. Okay.
Little Nemo, or not Little Nemo?
Finding Nemo. All right. Thanks for playing.
Little Nemo.
Yeah. Little Nemo.
That's totally different.
Totally different. Yeah.
You're old enough to remember that, kids.
Legendary TV has put in, they're going to develop Lost in Space. They're going to remake it as a TV series.
Oh, God, no.
Remember the movie?
The remake movie with Matt LeBlanc?
Yes.
Yes.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah. Yes. It was a whole bunch of danger in that fucking movie.
Stranger Danger?
Yes.
Bad touch.
You're going
to know where the man touched
you. We did that antique. You're going to get a Scorpion and NCIS Los Angeles crossover in a couple weeks. I like the Scorpion show. It's stupid, cheesy, genius fun. And Catherine McPhee is banging hot.
Yes.
Like Scorpion as in, like, get over here.
No, that would be awesome. Oh. Scorpion as government-recruited super geniuses type of thing.
Excellent.
And they all have, you know, they can't function in the real world because they're super geniuses.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Sci-Fi has announced they're going to develop Five Ghosts as a TV series. I showed you this comic at the shop based on the Frank Barbary, Chris Mooneyhan. It's about a 1930s era treasure hunter who is possessed by five literary ghosts. Merlin, Robin Hood, Sherlock Holmes, Musashi, and Dracula. And he can use their unique abilities during his adventures. Could be really good.
If they do
fictional.
It right.
Yes.
But they're ghosts.
Yes.
I'm lost.
So am I.
Yeah.
It'll be alright.
Okay. You're getting a new Transformers animated series, Robots in Disguise, but they're moving it from Discovery Family, which was apparently used to be Hub, and they switched names of it, so it's going to Cartoon Network.
Hopefully there's cussing in it, like the original 80s movie.
Oh, I love that. The team will be led by Bumblebee.
And Mark Wahlberg.
And Mark Wahlberg.
Ashton Kutcher.
I hate you both. It's a pity that other Timmy's not here, because he would probably be yell at this news. ABC is developing a TV series based on the movie Uncle Buck.
God damn it, why you gotta fuck with Uncle Buck? Is that good?
Yeah.
That worked.
Okay. Oh, God, that was horrible.
Your last bit of TV news, this one isn't really on TV. All episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark are now available on YouTube.
Hot damn.
Yeah, the dude leaked it. I watched it this morning.
Yep. We'll go into movie news. Great movie news. Clerks 3, to start shooting in June.
Excellent.
Since we announced last week he got funding, he came out, I believe, at Comic-Con New York and announced that they're going to start shooting in June. Okay.
Well, he announced it on one of his...
it was like Hollywood Babylon or
something.
Yeah,
well, he was
podcasts.
On like a... him and Jason Mewes, they go around in different countries and just question and answer kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's funnier than shit. But he said, we're hoping to do a Clerks 3. And they basically did that because Jason Mewes has been off sauce for a while.
But yeah, he's been clean for years, yeah.
37.
Not that kind of sauce.
And here's your weird-ass Spider-Man news. Sony and Marvel could possibly be in talks to allow Spider-Man into the Marvel movie universe. If...
They won't even let him into the Avengers.
That this would put him into the Avengers.
Oh, God.
If... Spider-Man is probably going to get rebooted
better
for this...
Than me.
All right. Spider-Man's probably going to get rebooted in the Sinister Six movie. So probably no more Andrew Garfield. If Sinister Six fails at the box office, then most likely they're going to strike a deal and put Spider-Man in with the Marvel movies.
Tobey Maguire.
I'd be all right with that again. It looks like your Venom Carnage movie is gone. Scrapped, so...
God damn it.
Sony has...
I hope they do something great with Spider-Man.
Sony has fucked up Spider-Man.
Yeah.
How many times?
No, I mean...
Twice.
Like, huge. Now it's...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I love all the Spider-Man comics, but the movies are just... Ugh.
Well, yeah. You didn't like Tobey Maguire dancing down the streets?
You shut your mouth. No.
Hey, the first one wasn't bad.
The first one was
the second was Spider-Man. Sam Spider-Man. Raimi, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Spider-Man 2 is probably one of the best comic book movies ever made. That's the Doc Ock one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was okay with the Amazing Spider-Man one.
The first
and,
one?
And two. It was.
Two was what, Electro?
Yeah.
I've seen the first one. It wasn't too bad, but. I swear to God, you dog.
This dog loves your ears. But yeah, so they fucked up Spider-Man. They're probably going to just send him over to Marvel and share the money. So, Jeff Goldblum said in an interview that the producers for the Independence Day sequel do have a part for him in the movie. So he will be brought back as, well, Jeff Goldblum.
They're making a sequel.
Yeah.
Will Smith?
Why?
I don't know if he's back for it or not.
It's probably going to be his son.
Why?
Welcome to Earth.
No, I have Jaden Smith in here. Yeah.
What?
Homer said, speak up, I'm wearing a towel.
Oh. Welcome to Earth, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right. Jennifer Lawrence said in an interview that the hacking and posting of her naked pictures...
was the best thing known to mankind.
Well, in her mind, it was a sex crime.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I'm sure people that have been, you know, sexually assaulted and raped around the world just went, really? You're calling that a sex crime?
No, they probably agreed with her. Yeah, they're just as fucking stupid as she is.
Yeah. David Spade announced that they are making a Joe Dirt sequel.
Yeah!
And it is going to be exclusively on Sony's streaming service Crackle. I kind of thought this was going to be on Netflix and part of that Happy Madison 4 movie deal, but no. The Seventh Heaven dad. This fucking story.
I felt so vindicated.
And he was on the original Flash TV series.
I know.
Stephen Collins is under investigation after recordings of his therapy sessions where he admitted child molestation and all of this.
Recordings of his therapy sessions?
His ex-wife. His soon-to-be ex-wife. They're in a huge, messy deal.
Isn't that illegal?
That's very illegal.
In California, I looked this up, you can record if you think it would lead to...
But the person has to know you're recording.
No.
Really?
If it will lead to something that was a felony.
But the only thing is it's that doctor...
Yeah, patient. The HIPAA law.
Right,
yeah.
So I don't know, but...
Was he on the...
Like, either way, that's just some dirty shit.
Was he on the... What was that? Adventures of the Golden Monkey or something like that? He played Jake Cutter?
Something like that.
Was that him? Did he do that too?
I think so. I'm not sure. But, yeah, that came out, and he was immediately dropped from his part in Ted 2. So... Was that you or the dog?
That was the dog.
Holy burp.
I think so.
Well, with the whole Sean and Corey and... Yeah, that was one of those shows that was goody-goody and everybody loved it.
I never watched that show.
I hated that show. And then he... Fucking kids.
Yeah.
Haha. That's what you get for watching that stupid shit, motherfuckers.
And more news for Vince to be happy about. Your Ghostbusters reboot is moving forward.
Fuck you, I don't want to hear it.
The director of Bridesmaids and the writer of The Heat are working on it.
Yeah, with vaginas. There's all going to be vaginas there.
It will be a total reboot and have the all-female cast.
Yeah,
so you can just go ahead and book Melissa McCarthy as Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
The fat girl that's going to do all the fucking work, and they're going to zap some... ghost in the junk with their goddamn proton packs. They're all gonna laugh. It's gonna be hilarious. Fuck them stupid fucking.
Yeah, but Bill Murray, I read about this. Bill Murray was like all for it.
Fuck him too.
And oh, he Jesus. Told the what's her name to
Yeah, Kristen Wiig. He said put Kristen Wiig in and she's like, if Bill Murray says it, I'll do it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
It looks like your bad guy for your Justice League movie is gonna be Brainiac.
I saw that.
They're probably gonna introduce him at the end of Batman Superman, which will lead into your Justice League movie. Warner Brothers is developing a Batman Lego movie. A spinoff from the Lego movie.
Because everything is good with Legos.
That's right. Will Arnett will be back to voice Batman again. Your Suicide Squad movie. They kind of leaked the team. It looks like it's going to be Batman Bad Guy Blockbuster. From the Firestorm comics, the Bad Guy Multiplex. Speeder Jaculi, a punk telepath mind blogger. Future Justice League member Vixen. And your normal squad guys that are always in it, Deadshot and Captain Boomerang. So
amazing.
That looks to be your team.
Harley Quinn?
No, not announced, which surprised me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if they're saving
like
her for...
part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially now in the comics, she kind of is the head of...
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe they're
she
saving her...
Stretch and Sniff comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's coming out. It smells like pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must buy.
Next month, I think.
Yeah.
Can you roll it up and smoke it too?
Probably.
I'll have to buy two. One green, one
Jim Henson Studios. There was a lot of rumors come out about this, but here's what actually is happening. They're moving forward with a sequel to Dark Crystal.
I've been reading about that.
And they are making a Fraggle Rock movie.
Thank you,
Jesus. They are not, I repeat, not doing a sequel to Labyrinth.
I want to see David Bowie's cock and balls.
Well, not yet. There was a lot of rumors that that was what they were working on,
yeah.
Was the Labyrinth sequel. They're not doing that yet. They're going to do Dark Crystal.
They've had Dark Crystal in the works for years now.
Yes.
Because they had Jim Henson and Brian Froud, and I can't think of the other guy. They had a script right after they did it.
Yes.
But they were looking for a director to do it, and Jindy Tarkovsky, the guy who did...
Dexter's Lab.
Yes, he was supposed to direct it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it went away.
Yeah, but now it's back.
Now it's back?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
I hope they do a good job with it, because that's just the kind of weird that I love.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
And keep it with the puppets.
No yes. CG.
No
it
CG.
It has to be practical.
Yes.
Well, the big thing is if you guys have been watching Sci-Fi Channel, Henson has a show on there.
The
Creature Shop.
Yeah, Creature Shop.
And they've been doing a lot of prefab shit, and they keep on showing like little... things of the old school Dark Crystal. So you know he's going to be big on that.
And that's why the Dark Crystal, I love the Dark Crystal so much, because you could look and it looked real, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't, it didn't look CG.
Well, come on, they had
so...
a little kid running around
well,
in
that sure.
suit. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
Let's see. Martin Donovan, who's been on the show Weeds and Hannibal, has been cast in an unnamed but pivotal role for Ant-Man. I am, ever since they screwed over Edgar Wright, I've not been interested in the Ant-Man. So, your big Avengers rumor is that Cap, Thor, and Iron Man will not be in Avengers 3.
How is that going to be possible?
This is a possibility to work around their contract to get them in another movie. There's rumors that they're going to split Avengers 3 into two movies. So they're not going to be in the first part of the movie. They'll have them come in, heroes save the day in the second half. So there's that. They come back into the second movie to beat Thanos with everybody. But if they don't have them in the first part, that's how you're going to introduce more lower tier characters for when they move on to like phase 4 and all that. So
are they going to space to find the Hulk?
The Guardians.
Yes. Guardians 2 better have Hulk and Groot. That's all I want.
To.
It has to. Michael Davies, co-creator of Static Shock, announced that you are going to get a Static Shock movie. If you remember him, probably from the cartoon mostly. Rumor is that Jaden Smith will star. Will Smith's boy, who can't act a fucking lick.
No.
Got that serious look on his face all the time.
Yeah, and he always, yeah.
Aren't they pulled a part of a cult or something? The kids?
I
heard that they were part of some weird cult.
It's...
Well, they're Scientologists.
Are they?
Yeah, Will Smith is big in Scientology.
There you go.
So that explains it.
Yep.
I know, whip my hair back and forth.
Fuck yeah, you do.
To go along... Now, you know how Marvel has done all the movies tie-in? Sony is going to do it with Robin Hood.
Yay.
They're calling it a Cineverse instead of a shared universe.
Sounds like a good dessert.
Yep. Your general concept is to have separate movies for Little John, Friar Tuck, and Will Scarlet, then the big team-up movie with Robin Hood and everything. Yeah. They're looking at it to be like a heist and spy movie. Hmm. So, no. New Line has moved the release date for the Vacation movie reboot with Ed Helms and Christina Applegate to October 9th, 2015. Indiana Jones 5 is going to happen. They have hired the cinematographer, and he accidentally let it leak that that was his next project. And you don't hire a cinematographer unless you're going along and actually shooting. So
I didn't even think the fourth one existed.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. It's gone.
Aliens.
It's like Rocky 5.
And Boondock Saints 2.
Okay.
Hey, they set that one up for a third one. Okay. Yeah,
and it's coming out. It's called Legion.
The second one, I don't believe.
Oh,
really?
He needs to go to that fucking antique shop. That Reservoir Dogs fucking.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
There was so much stuff we could have bought for you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Boondock Saints 3 is happening. Probably will start shooting middle of next year. It will be called Legion. The brothers are in jail. Mm-hmm. And people from around the country have taken up and are doing it on their own type of thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. And apparently there's going to be a thing where you can send in possibly your tapes, pro or con, how the brothers do, and could be used in the movie.
Well, now that Norman Reedus is...
huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's back, and Flannery's back, so... And this is the last thing I have for movie news. Horror movie icon Dario Argento has turned to Indiegogo to secure funding for his next film. Called The Sandman, it would star Iggy Pop as a serial killer.
Yeah.
Set in the 21st century, with deep and twisted roots stemming back to the dark forest of Germany. He's looking to raise $250,000.
Hell yeah.
Because nothing happens good in Dark Forest of Germany.
No. With Iggy Pop.
With Iggy Pop? Yeah, I'm all about that. It would almost be zombie for good. Got a lot of comic book news. There is a rumor floating that Marvel has told creators to not create any more X-Men characters.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Because if you create an X-Men character, it automatically, the rights go to Fox for movies. And Marvel wants any new characters to belong to Marvel and Disney, because Darth Mickey. But that has been come up and said that that is not true. Bendis said the other night at the panel that he has not been told anything like that. And he's created quite a few new characters, so who knows. Next year, the Fantastic Four comic is coming to an end. This is a big fuck you to Fox.
Well, basically after they made that movie.
Well, and the new one is coming out.
Like I said, they screwed that.
They're trying to keep all the rights.
Yeah, so they're going to get rid of the comic.
That's one comic that I don't enjoy reading.
You don't eat either.
You don't eat either. So, yeah, this is a big screw you to Fox that we want the rights back. Fuck you. Spawn episode. Jesus, crackers. Issue 250 will bring back Al Simmons in the Spawn suit.
Cool.
And he will have full control over the powers. So
I'm gonna have to get that.
You're getting black guy in a suit. The most powerful character in Marvel Universe is getting her own ongoing series.
Yeah.
The unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Hide your nuts.
I'm so happy about this. And the look on your face is priceless.
Squirrel Girl.
Yes.
Great Lakes Avengers. Yeah.
One of her mutant powers is she can never lose a fight to somebody stronger than her. She has defeated Wolverine by herself, Deadpool by herself, Doctor Doom, and Thanos.
And Galactus.
And Galactus, all by herself.
What about Apocalypse?
Oh, if you throw it in there, she can beat him.
Shut the fuck up.
Yep. On Marvel's own website, you have like reader rankings of their powers. And then, you know, hers are like fours and fives. But the actual Marvel rankings, all of hers are maxed out 7. She is the most powerful character in Marvel Comics.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever
heard. And it's going to be what Spider-Man should be. It's going to be trying to balance college and being a superhero in New York.
Without being a little bitch.
And she's also the nanny for... And she's also the nanny for Luke Cage and Jessica Jones' daughter. Yep, that's coming. I'm all excited about that for weird reasons.
I'll be picking that one up.
The Supreme Court announced they will not review the case brought by the heirs of Joe Shuster, who was Superman co-creator. This led to the lower court ruling, which was in favor of Warner Brothers. Basically, the family wanted more money and, or the rights to Superman back. So, they're not going to get it. So, the Japanese manga series Naruto... I know there's a...
Naruto, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming to an end on November 10th. Apparently after a 15-year run. And apparently it comes out weekly in Japan. So this has been a long thing.
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting.
Is it? Well, it's coming... Yeah, they're going to end it. So I don't think it's going to affect the show or the video games or anything like that.
And if you get a chance, watch Titan A. Or not Titan A. Revenge of the Titans. Or
Attack on Titan?
Attack on Titan.
How's that?
You went like through three different names.
I know, but I have
Revenge of the Titans with the nerds, and I'm all confused, and ogre.
Beautiful.
Squid porn.
Squid porn.
It's awesome.
Is it?
The crack. Oh, yeah.
Announced at New York Comic Con, you're getting a Guardians of the Galaxy X-Men crossover called Black Vortex.
Sounds like a porn.
Yep. It will be about an ancient cosmic artifact that unlocks the cosmic potential in anyone.
Vibrator.
And they must team up and decide whether or not they should use it on themselves, get rid of it.
Told you, vibrator.
Get rid of it. But the bad guy for the series is the alien race known as the Brood. The weird bug-looking, brown bug-looking creatures. But apparently the Brood, it's kind of the, where they don't think they're the bad guys, they're doing it, you know, to help themselves type of thing, so. That's going to be your big X-Men crossover next year. I just went too far down the page. Spider-Woman Gwen Stacy is getting her own ongoing.
I did not like that one in the Spider-Verse.
I didn't either. But it's a money grab. Ben Aker and Ben Blacker are going... have teamed up with Image Comics to do two series based on their Nerdist podcast, Thrilling Adventure Hour. You're going to get Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars, and Beyond Belief. So Sparks Nevada is kind of funny. I like that. So, Dynamite Entertainment announced that they got the worldwide rights to publish James Bond comic books, graphic novels, and digital comics starting next year.
Black guy?
No.
Why are you so racist?
Have you met your brother?
Just saying.
James Bond, Blocka?
Well, there was talks of Idris Elba wants to play James Bond, and what your brother about lost his shit.
Idris Elba.
Oh, I thought you said Elba. I'm like, what kind of name is that?
Black British.
Oh. Does he have evil?
But probably the...
I'm the racist.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep going. But probably the first books will... be not origin stories, but be set pre Casino Royale. So, the publishers of Geek Magazine have thrown in the towel and discontinued publication of the magazine and the website. Thought of you when we were at the comic book store and I saw Archie Meets Kiss, because you're getting Archie Meets Predator. Yep.
Wow.
And that's how they should end the Archie series.
Archie's already dead. There's now afterlife of Archie.
Yeah.
Archie jumped in front of a bullet to save his gay best friend.
No, he died in that
Archie
universe, but Archie is still...
Well, yeah.
Archie's gay too?
No, Archie's not gay. You don't have the guy that eats the hamburgers, what's his name?
Jughead.
Yes.
Jughead. He's not in it anymore.
The hell?
He's got a new best friend that's gay, and I don't know his name.
But... I don't either, but he jumped in front of an assassination attempt. And, yeah. Gotta spike those sales.
Get the queer vote.
Marvel announced... Marvel... I got a message from somebody that said, hey, Marvel said their biggest announcement of 2014 is coming up. And I'm like, shit, this is going to be huge because they've already announced Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I'm like, are they going to announce who's going to play Doctor Strange or, you know, something like that? Nope.
Marvel... Howard the Duck.
Yeah. I would... Fuck, that would beat this.
Love me some Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Lobo Duck.
Yeah, Lobo Duck. That was great. You're getting.
Never got to see real duck boobs.
You're getting Secret Wars again, a new Secret Wars by Jonathan Hickman and Esad Ribic. It's going to launch May of next year. This is the big, huge crossover. Because you can't go out a fucking year without a giant crossover that you have to buy 50 million fucking books.
Yeah.
At $5 a pop.
Axis.
Yeah. Yeah. Marvel also showed a teaser of something coming in January. The words, "No More Mutants." And it showed a picture of Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. Apparently this is just going to be an Avengers story and not an X-Men, so it's not going to be getting rid of mutants again. But this will come out of what happens at the end of Axis. So, Axis number one is out, and it's $5, and I said, fuck that. And they've also announced that you're getting Return of the Living Deadpool. This is a comic. Sequel to last year's books. All the zombies that Deadpool saved are now Deadpools.
Isn't there already a Return of the Living
Deadpool? Probably.
I think there is, but I'd rather bring that one.
Yeah. I have a couple video game stories, and we'll head over to Vince. Hopefully.
Maybe
if he's still awake.
Okay.
A university in Chicago is giving away scholarships for video game playing. They want to compete against other colleges playing League of Legends. So if you play League of Legends, you could probably get a scholarship to some university to play games. To prepare for next month's Dragon Age Inquisition release, EA and BioWare are giving away Dragon Age Origins for free. Go on to the website. It's through the Origin thing.
Yeah, like Steam.
Yeah, like Steam. And you can just download it for free. It's...
You know, come think of it, I think I have Origins already.
But, yeah, so if you don't have it yet, you can get it. It's a free game. Yeah. So, they announced a lot of characters for LEGO Batman 3. Some of them make sense, some of them don't. Geoff Johns, DC creative head, will be a playable character. All the following will be playable characters. Geoff Johns, Conan O'Brien.
Nice.
Jim Lee, Music Meister, Deadshot, Polka Dot Man.
What?
Duck Dodgers, but it's not Duck Dodgers. It's Daffy Duck with Green Lantern Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You're going to have an Arrow downloadable content that includes a vehicle, an exclusive level, and the characters Arrow, Felicity, Diggle, Huntress, Black Canary, Arsenal, Slade Wilson, and Malcolm Merlin, all from the TV show. A couple more downloadables they announced is you're going to get characters and levels based on Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight, Zack Snyder's Man of Steel, and a special 75th anniversary Batman thing. So you're probably going to get Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
In Lego form.
I'm going to have to get it.
Yeah.
Just for that.
Marvel announced Contest of Champions coming to mobile devices in a couple of months. Concept of the game, it's a fighting game, kind of like the Injustice game. You see the collector, and he has a vault of characters. Oh, you can just give him the bottle. He'll go crazy with it. And you're fighting against Kang.
It's the only fucking kind of weapon I got against this dog. Look at my ears.
But you're fighting you're fighting Kang Conqueror. Characters are suspended in crystals, and you unlock them by playing through the game. It looks to be they're going to launch with 50 characters. So, and what I saw, it looks kind of good. So, it looks like you're going to have 3-man teams, so it is almost exactly like Injustice. So, that's all I got for video game news. Over to you.
I got nothing.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. That was quick.
Video games!
All right. We'll get into some wrestling news. Monday, The Rock showed up. They were in, I believe it was Brooklyn. Rock showed up, confronted Rusev, the Big Russian. The Kathy Lee and Hoda segment was the worst thing I've ever seen on professional wrestling TV. And I once saw Triple H dressed up in a cane mask fuck a dead corpse in a casket and a mannequin. So, this was worse than... The wrestling fans will understand the Katie Vick thing. Apparently, Kathy Lee and Hoda wrote their own segment.
I'm going to have to watch this shit. It sounds pretty interesting.
Next week, your guest host, well, actually tomorrow, will be Chris Lee from some...
Chris Lee Knows Best.
Yes.
Southern queer, but somehow he's got a family or something.
Yeah, but apparently he's going to be your guest host on Monday Night Raw next
week. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the dog's going crazy with Pluto. Nikki Bella confirmed in an interview that the Divas title is not allowed on anyone that is on the Total Divas reality show. Because of the way they tape, the Total Divas show is not in the same timeline as weekly wrestling.
So it's a now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be then.
Yes.
But this is now.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm confused.
It's
the when will it's, then be now?
Soon.
That exactly sums it up. Kurt Angle is no longer under contract with TNA and is technically a free agent. Rumor is he's in talks with both TNA and WWE. If he comes back to WWE, it's going to be a part-time. My dog is just humping the shit out of Pluto right now.
Get some.
This kind of piqued my interest. Directors and wrestling fans, the Soska twins, who worked on See No Evil 2 and Vendetta, said they want to make a movie about the Wyatt family. And since they're, I don't know what the fuck they're doing with the Wyatts right now, this would be awesome. The Wyatts, for those that don't know, are, think of it as a southern Louisiana, Florida swamp cult. And you get a good horror director behind that, that could be really good. So, and you can make it on the cheap.
Fucking scary.
Yeah.
Nothing like
and they all have, like, the big-ass Duck Dynasty beards and look like they just walked out of the swamp, and one wears a lamb mask.
Dueling banjos.
Yep. The Royal Rumble this year will have 40 people in it instead of 30. I don't know why. AMC has pulled the plug on the Billy Corgan wrestling reality show. Basically, AMC went through and said, we are getting rid of all of our reality shows except Comic Book Men and Talking Dead. So they scrapped like 5 or 6 shows, including this one.
Billy Corgan?
Yeah, he runs
Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah, he runs Resistance Pro out of Chicago. His own little wrestling company.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually a really good wrestling company. He's like a lifelong fan, and since he has
Smashing Pumpkins.
Dude. Yes.
Yeah.
Smiling politely.
What the hell?
I love that joke. Yeah, he has FU money, and he's always been a wrestling fan, so he made his own company years ago.
Doesn't he know it's fake?
Yes, but
okay.
So is sports.
So is Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
I mean...
last thing for wrestling news, if you buy the season pass for WWE 2K15... your exclusive download is the Divas Champ page, or former Divas Champ page. So, if you pre-order the game, your download exclusive is both versions of Sting. Since other Timmy's not here, I will quickly go over sports. Hockey's back.
Yay!
As in, baseball's down to your final four. The Royals are up 2-0 over Baltimore, and the Giants last night beat the Cardinals. And the Cardinals suck because I'm a Cubs fan. That's it for sports. Timmy will have more next week. We'll go to music news. I only have 2 things for music news, and then I'll throw it over to you. Pink Floyd announced that Stephen Hawking will be a vocalist on an upcoming track for their new album.
How is that going to work?
Probably exactly like that.
Remind me to trick balls when I hear that song.
The track will be called Talkin' Hawkin'.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not going to pick up the new Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And sorry, I thought I was going to, but no.
And your nominees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were announced.
I got them.
You got them?
Yeah.
I have some. Well, go ahead and say the ones you got and see if they're in here.
Like the Paul Butterfield Blues Band.
Okay.
Chic. Or chick, whatever you say.
Yeah.
Green Day.
What?
Yeah.
25 years after your first release, you become eligible for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it's been 25 years since Green Day put out their first record.
What?
Makes me sad.
Yeah.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Dang. Which I'm surprised she's not in.
Yeah. I know.
There's a lot of them on here that I'm really surprised aren't in. So.
Yeah. Kraftwerk.
Yeah.
They should have been in a long time
ago. Yeah, I agree with that.
The Marvelettes.
Another one of the Motown girl groups.
Yeah. NWA.
Damn right.
Amazing.
Straight out of Compton.
That's right.
Yeah. And since the new movie's coming out,
somebody keeps giving the niggers awards.
Oh my god.
Wow. Here we go.
I wouldn't mess with them.
I wouldn't either.
I've seen Boys in the Hood. I know what happens.
Keep going.
9 Inch Nails.
Yes.
What the fuck? Why aren't they in there sooner?
This is 25 years. This is their first year eligible.
It doesn't.
Lou Reed.
Now, Lou Reed is in with Velvet Underground, but this is Lou Reed's solo.
It's not for Lou Reed and Metallica by any means.
No, God, no.
Get some.
The Smiths.
Yeah!
How soon is now?
Johnny Marr. That guy.
Fucking Morrissey. Damn it. That's all I'm going to say.
Don't you ever say an unkind word about the Smiths.
You want me to do my Jeff Buckley joke
fucking
again?
Fuck you.
What was his last words? Yeah.
I didn't have to make the joke.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
The Spinners.
Yeah.
Sting.
Who?
Sting.
Really?
Yeah.
David Sumner.
Solo Sting. No. Yeah. Because Police is in, right? Police got in a couple years ago.
I think so.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Why has he not been in?
I don't. That's
the one that threw me off.
Green Day. Let's get Green Day in there.
Yeah. Let's keep Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yeah. Fuck that.
War.
Yes. They should just be in for Lowrider. Right, fuck yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cisco Kid was a friend of mine.
And Bill Withers.
Yes. So, that's all I had for music news.
I got a little bit of crap.
Okay.
Taylor Swift. Named Woman of the Year by Billboard. For the second year in a row.
Second row, yeah.
And third in a year in a row by Vince's Pants.
I can't. She looks so good. I bet her asshole tastes like watermelon Jolly Ranchers. But she is the most untalented. God damn it. And they just keep feeding her.
Is she the Kardashian of the music world?
Yes. She cannot. I don't get it, man. Her music is.
Well, you want to get it. That's the problem.
I think she sold her soul to the devil.
I can see it.
Because, I mean, you love it, and you want to, you know, but it's awful. God damn it.
Well, the devil had Robert Johnson's, and he needed a stupid white girl to finish his collection. So.
Nice.
There we go.
Katy Perry and her boobies perform at the Super Bowl halftime show this year.
Now, that
really?
Is the chick that I would tongue punch her fart box.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, go to town.
Yeah, me and my wife had a conversation about her movies.
That's the thing. You know,
Justin just sitting over there. That's fantastic.
But there's two different things. You like, if you really respect a woman, you just like spit in her butthole. But if you want to just get down and dirty, you fucking tongue punch that fart box all day long. Just telling you.
I'm so glad you made it on the show, finally.
Tongue punch that fart box.
Oh, I'm saying.
Episode 28's episode title, Tongue Punch.
Waka Flocka Flame.
I'm sorry, what'd you call me?
Yeah. He was arrested for having a gun in an airport.
Imagine that shit.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Come on.
It said
I'm just trying to be racist.
If he would have checked it with his baggage, it would have been legal, but he had it on his person.
But did he have a right to carry it?
Yeah, if it would have been checked, it would have been fine.
Oh.
But he had it legit on it.
It had 29 rounds plus one in the chamber.
What? 29 rounds? What was he carrying?
I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was a NATO round. It was like.
Was he carrying like a Rock River
armory?
The 223, the little 223.
Yeah.
It looks like the rifle, but with a short barrel on it.
The picture looked like ballistic tip rounds.
Oh, I bet he was. That's why I bet he was carrying that. It's a little Rock River Arms 223.
It was like 5.23 by 39 or something like that.
Where was he traveling to? Minnesota?
Fuck, I don't know.
Ferguson.
Whoa.
Yep.
Keep on rolling.
Dave Mustaine's mother-in-law is missing.
That's not good.
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, apparently they were camping. Her and her husband were camping, and he went to take a shower, and she disappeared.
Somebody check Kirk Hammett's house.
Nice.
That's it.
That was good. Yeah.
She's swinging to the symphony.
But she had, yeah.
Of destruction!
She has Alzheimer's.
Oh.
So, yeah. And she's 75 years old, and she's been missing for a week.
Oh.
So she doesn't know and who she is or where she's at.
Exactly.
There's a good chance.
Yeah, it's not going
to
end
well. He had a press conference to ask people, the public, to help look for her.
Where was that at? Arizona?
Probably Arizona. I think that's where he lives. Yeah.
And then the last thing I have, Danny DeVito.
Yes!
Is going to be in a One Direction music video.
No!
Yeah.
As the Penguin?
I hope so.
That's the only way I would save it.
Or a twin.
Oh, they... Yes! The One Direction was in that,
Oh, the BBC thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like being raped in my eardrums.
In your mouth.
With an ice pick.
I absolutely believe that.
Yep, that's all I got.
All right. Your song of the week, Imagine Dragons put out a song called Warriors. It's from the video game League of Legends. So here you go.
As a child, you would wait and watch from far away. But you always knew that you'd be the one to work while they all play. And you'd lay awake at night and scheme of all the things that you would change, but it was just a dream. Yourself, your spirit never dies. Farewell, I've gone to take my throne above. But don't weep for me, 'cause this will be the labor of my love.
Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are the Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
Wow. What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, if you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get into our internet questions this week. What do you think of the Flash show? I like it so far. It's cheesy.
Very cheesy, but it's all right.
Your superpowered villains are going to stay on Flash, not Bill and Arrow. So the ending where old boy got out of the wheelchair and looked at the hologram newspaper and it said Flash disappears in crisis.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, you're going to jump that way. So how many superhero shows are too many?
As many as we got now.
I think we're getting up to getting real close to having too many.
Yeah. They bring Constantine in, and then Daredevil, and then the
Titans,
Luke Cage, and all that.
Yeah.
But at least Spider-Man cartoon.
But at least with the Netflix stuff, was their short, limited runs.
Yeah. It's only like 18 episodes of Daredevil? 16, 18, something like that.
10 or 15, somewhere in there.
You know what? Greatest American hero.
That's coming back.
Ashton Kutcher.
DC does animated movies so well. What stories would you like to see them do next?
DC?
Yeah. Well, I want to see Superman Red Son.
Yeah.
That would be cut.
I'd love to see that Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
I just read that book. It's fucking awesome. Just the way it's written and the art, it's just badass.
I know they did New Frontier a while back. That was a good one. What about Marvel, if they would do some in the DC style, just an animated movie, not live action? Well, if they're not going to do Avengers Civil War, we might as well do it in animated.
Yeah.
Venom, Carnage.
Yeah.
A Deadpool. Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be.
Wouldn't mind seeing a good Silver Surfer.
Yeah. Do a good Galactus story.
Because they used to have Silver Surfer like back in the day, but it wasn't too bad. But
they did. What was the
kind of technology they got now?
I think it was called Annihilation, was the storyline. But it was set out, it was the cosmic. So you could have your Silver Surfer, your Beta Ray Bill, stuff like that. That's the neighbor dog across the street.
Right.
If you get a mail order bride, what country would you pick?
Oh, shit.
Sierra Leone.
You want the Ebola?
Canada.
You gotta pay extra for the Ebola.
Brazil.
I would either go, I want somebody that can defend themselves, so I'm going Israel or Russia.
You're going to get a hairy chick.
If they can handle a gun, I'm good.
I'm going with Brazil.
Yeah. Chance are they could be a supermodel in league. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the rub right there. Usually the Brazilian girls are all of German descent anyway, so they're tan, tall, Aryan, and then, you know.
Probably Australia or even New Zealand.
Yeah.
For the accent, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Most shows end with a cliffhanger. What would be your cliffhanger? I actually wrote one for Gotham. Gordon finds Joe Chill, who killed the Waynes. Bullock watches helplessly as Penguin kills Fish Mooney, but then figures out wasn't that the guy Gordon was supposed to kill. Your last scenes are Bruce falls down the well, looks up into the cave.
Sees Lassie.
Bats fly at him, screen goes black. That's how I would end Gotham. And everybody go, oh, we're going to get Batman. No, but it'll get you to fucking tune in next year. Was 50 Shades of Grey overrated or just what soccer moms needed?
Overrated.
Well, considering it was started as Twilight fan fiction.
I don't know
anything about it.
You want to read some real dirty books? The Sleeping Beauty series by Anne Rice. That's some shit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 50 Shades of Grey, there was an old movie that kind of reminds me of what those books were. It had, like, James Spader, I believe, was in it.
And Maggie Gyllenhaal, yeah. Called Secretary.
Secretary. Yeah.
That's somewhere sitting over in my DVD collection. Yep.
And it's sealed shut with some kind of gelatinous goo on the outside of it.
Yeah. hey, Maggie Gyllenhaal, fucking banging. I don't care what anybody says. What would be one of your dream jobs?
I think we did a dream job top 10.
Yeah, I think we did too. This was a good one. This is the last listener question we have. If the legacy virus was to infect the DC universe, who would be the first to die? Well, considering legacy was mutants, right? So then DC version would be metahumans. Probably Flash. Flash ends up getting shit on.
I was going to say Flash normal. Didn't Flash die once already?
Yeah, he's died 2 or 3 times. So it wouldn't be like Batman or Superman or Wonder Woman.
Well, I was going to say Superman.
Yeah, but he's an alien.
He's an alien.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
But even Flash... in a cave. What if you put the Flash can move fast enough to go into other dimensions, though.
Yeah.
So I know.
Killer Croc. It would be some...
He's not a mutant, though. He's a DNA...
Sideshow.
Yeah. I don't know. It would have to be a metahuman, so you're probably... Your first person to die would be some lower-level...
Sure.
...person that would... infect everybody else.
That's a good question.
With the Ebola. So... That was it for listener questions. We'll go into our top tens now. Hold on.
I was reading some of the stuff, and one of the dudes posted on there about, like, Wonder Woman and Superman. Like, would he blow off her head?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Mallrats already explained that one. If it was Lois Lane, she would have been dead.
Yeah,
Wonder
true.
Woman, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's a super baby.
She can handle it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd tongue punch her fart box, too.
Yeah, you would.
Get a little bit of inky on my dinky.
Oh.
Nice. I'm back.
You're back. We'll start with our pet peeves. This is our top 10 pet peeves.
Just trying to hard copy over here.
Yeah, damn right. Oh, other Timmy,
this
you're messing
up.
That's
how bad I was.
Well, normal Timmy's not here, so I guess we'll go. And you want to take over for Timmy's spot? Start off with you, Dan?
Pet peeves? Shit.
Yeah. What's something that pisses you off?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything pisses me off. Just the right way.
Short?
On to the next.
I hate it when my socks bunch up in my shoes. It pisses me off.
That's a good one.
Especially when I'm driving.
Pink toilet paper.
Why would that even be a thing?
It's fucking pink toilet paper.
Okay.
They don't
that in like the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, they don't make that stuff anymore, but they used to have colored toilet paper and scented toilet paper and... Yeah, they don't make it anymore.
Yikes.
Light blue toilet paper. Yeah,
and besides, I've got so many things that make me mad.
I did too. Mine.
So
it was hard to knock mine down to 10. I had about 40. So. My number 10 is pumpkin spice everything. Sweet Jesus. I'm just tempted to just walk into a Starbucks, strip naked, and just slather myself with pumpkin spice everything and just have crazy white women jump me. That's my goal.
You kind of look like a pumpkin, too.
There you go.
Oh, Jesus.
It all works out.
I'm throbbing just thinking about it.
Well, thank you.
Let's go. Starbucks right down the road.
Yep. The look from Dan.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You think of anything? You're number nine?
Ugh.
Nope.
My phone going off constantly.
We'll come back to Dan. Demi?
I got people who don't notice their underwear hanging out.
The Walmart
salute. This bothers me.
I heard black people.
Well, that too. Just the sagging pants, that bothers me too.
Yeah. You're just asking for gay butt sex.
As I pull up my pants.
Ice cream on paper plates.
Yes, because it gets us fucking soggy.
And you can't carry the fucking thing. You can't have, ice cream and cake on the same plate.
Is it Chinette, though?
It doesn't matter. Okay. You, it shouldn't. You can't. It's...
Okay.
Ice cream belongs in a fucking bowl. Put it in a bowl, put the cake on the plate.
I agree. My number nine...
My bangs started to pop out of my forehead.
Yeah, it is. Your ruffles have the ridges right there.
Nice.
My number nine is people that say having bariatric surgery is cheating to lose weight. Fuck you.
Exactly.
They say that?
Yeah. A lot of people go, oh, you cheated. You had the surgery. Okay. You want all my medical problems now? Just... All right. We're back to Dan.
Still don't have anything.
Okay.
On to the next.
Just raise your hand if you have something. I'm going to call on you like school.
I just got people who argue with you when you know you're right. Like, they don't have any proof that you're wrong, but they just argue just to be arguing. Just pisses me off.
I can see that.
Butterflies.
Care to explain?
Just keep going.
Okay. mine is people that have a handicap thing that aren't fucking handicapped. They drive, but they got the little handicap placard.
I got behind a handicap person. Why do handicapped people think they have to drive slow?
I also don't know why they drive giant vehicles.
Yeah.
If you're handicapped, how the fuck are you getting in a fucking Ford F-350 dually? I'm just, you know, really?
Old people driving. I got one.
All right, like, there's
old
Dan.
Old people driving.
Old people driving.
Especially large vehicles. I don't trust, you know, I don't mind women drivers, but the old women drivers, yeah. Like, in fucking trucks.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
They're tiny.
Yep. All right, we have for eight there, bud.
We're on seven.
Are we? Yeah, hey, we are. All right.
Walmart.
Walmart. I think that could be all
just
of
shopping at Walmart.
Oh,
except for when you go in there on the rare occasion and you get a cart that has brand new wheels in it, you know, and there's nobody in there. That's awesome.
That's so fucking rare.
I know.
Third shift.
Cars.
The movie?
No.
Just in general?
Yes.
Just okay. Cars in general.
You just got, just take it and blow it up and think of the bigger picture.
Okay.
I just keep picturing Larry the Cable Guy's Mater.
It's okay.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. My number seven, people who are your friend when they're single but won't talk to you once they're in a new relationship. Moving on.
Yeah. The friend zone. I don't got anything.
Okay.
I didn't prepare.
People who treat their children like they're a burden. That pisses me off so bad.
Move on.
Air.
Well, that part of what makes cars run. I'm so glad you weren't drinking, because that just would have...
My hate is so deep, okay, that I had to pick random shit. Okay, wait till we get to the top three.
Oh, I'm scared. Okay. My number six is people who don't return messages. And then complain that, well, nobody talks to me. I send you a fucking message, send one back, goddammit.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
All right. What are we up to?
Pocket lint.
Dan has pocket lint for number five.
Like, seriously, like, you reach into your pocket, where the fuck does that shit come from? Why is it there?
His leftover socks from the dryer. That's why. Number five.
I got when people talk on the phone when they're in the drive-thru or they're ordering something or they're at Walmart at the cash register just talking on the phone really loud.
Yeah.
It's irritating.
Yep.
Dandelions.
Allergy, I understand.
I'm glad you're trying to think of things.
Yeah,
that,
Yeah,
make it a little bit more serious. It's so cute.
My number five is people who look for and take advice from celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
As, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio tells you don't
DiCaprio.
Drive your... DiCaprio tells you don't drive your car. And then...
jumps in his private jet.
Yeah, jumps in his private jet. Yeah. Fuck you. Don't have to live in the real world. All right.
I have to elaborate on one of Timmy's.
Okay.
People talking on Bluetooth. When you're walking into fucking bathroom and they're like, hey, what's up? And you're like, don't talk to me, I'm trying to piss. Or they're just automatically start, hey, blah, 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 about something while they're pooping. It's like, really? Are you talking to me? Oh, no, I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's irritating.
Yeah.
People who put their cart on one side of the aisle and shop on the other side of the aisle, blocking the entire aisle with their giant ass.
Again, Walmart.
I do that all the time.
Also known as the Dan.
Carpet.
Okie doke.
Swag.
I have people who try to give you advice on things they have no fucking idea about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chickens.
Now we're just going to start naming random shit.
People who talk while you're watching TV or movies.
Like in a movie theater?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
At home, if I'm watching TV and I'm interested in something and somebody starts talking to me or whatever, I have to pause it. I'm not a woman. I can't multitask when I'm watching TV.
That's a good one.
We're at number three.
Yes, we are.
Hypocrites. Especially in the family.
Yeah.
Yep. My number three is people that say you can't say that all Muslims are bad, but then those same people turn around and go, oh, all Republicans are bad, or all this group is bad. Well, you can't say fucking all these are bad if I can't say all them are bad. So, hypocrites.
Those are liberals who say that.
Well, yeah. You got one?
Yeah, it's like changing, okay, like the whole comic book thing earlier when you brought it up about ISIS.
Yeah.
Off of that one.
Off Archer.
Off of Archer. Yeah, they stopped using that because, okay, I get that. That pisses me off the most.
People were losing their heads about it.
Yeah, well, literally losing heads. But the only thing is when they change a name for that reason, it's like, you know what? There's been other ISISes in fucking life. Fucking the Egyptians.
Yeah.
ISIS, rah, rah, rah. But anyways, why change
the
name?
Cutting off heads
now? No, two different people.
Yeah.
They all look alike. Number two.
On the interstate, when semis are passing each other, one's going 1 mile an hour faster than the other one.
And they block the lines.
Yeah. I hate that shit.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Fat people.
Hey!
In the Walmart carts.
Oh, God. They're not actually handicapped.
They're not fucking handicapped. They're just too goddamn fat to walk around and do their goddamn shopping.
Oh, remember that lady at the old store?
Hey, boy!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boy!
That shit pisses me
off. I ignored the fuck out of that lady.
I don't think she had... I think she might... No offense. I think she might have bariatric surgery. But still, once she lost the weight, she still got in the fucking market.
That's my thing. Yeah.
If you need it, use it.
Yeah.
If you don't fucking need it, don't fucking use it.
My dad, when he was sick, he was sick toward the end. And he needed a Walmart cart to get around because the doctor's like, just get out and, you know.
Yeah.
And none of them worked because all these fat fuckers who can't get up, they can't even walk through the car. God damn it, man.
I'm
with you on that.
Our district manager, what was his name? That little short guy. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But he was doing a walkthrough in my department when I was in the curtains and stuff department.
I remember those days.
Yeah. And there's this fat lady come up on a Walmart cart, and she said, you're a high up manager. I need to talk to you about something. He's like, go ahead. He's like, she said, well, the battery on this thing doesn't last long enough to get me through the store. And this lady was hanging off the edges of this motherfucker. And he goes, ma'am, I don't know how to put this any nicer, but those things have a weight limit. And she goes, are you saying I'm fat? And, and he's just like, well, ma'am.
Well, that's wasn't his name Tom?
Terry
Sayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that man's a hero.
He lives in Newtown.
Yeah.
He doesn't work for Walmart anymore.
No.
He got out. He escaped.
Well, ma'am, you're badass.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That cunt is swallowing the fucking seed.
All right, my number two. Moving right along.
Smells like Long John Silver's.
Oh, shit. God almighty. And there went my appetite that I don't have. My number two is movie and television studios not giving new ideas a shot, but rebooting fucking everything that doesn't need rebooted.
So you hate everything right now?
Nah, not everything, but some of the stuff they're doing is...
Yeah.
Well, let's remake this because we have no idea what we're
doing. It was like they were going to remake fucking Say Anything as a TV series.
Yeah, and John Cusack and...
Cameron Crowe said, no, like, you're fucking not. No. Yeah, and they stomped on NBC going, no, you're not. So that guy, they canceled. Number one. We are at number one. Anger. I can't even...
You got anything?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Like I said, everything makes me angry.
Yeah.
Hawk smash.
When you're talking to somebody, they ask you a question, you go to answer, and then they keep talking. I hate that shit.
Yes.
Humans.
At least you just said humans. Let's move on.
Yeah. Yeah. My number one is the overt, horrible political correctness.
Yeah.
Just take a fucking joke. God damn it.
You're not African American. You are American.
Yes.
Well, you're a white male is the problem.
Well, yeah. What was it? That's a Raven.
Raven Simone.
Yeah.
She came out.
Yeah.
She was on Oprah. Yeah, she was on Oprah and about blew fucking Oprah's mind because she didn't want to be called African American.
Because
she just wanted
not.
To be called American.
And Queen Jigaboo was like, no.
Where are we go?
No, you're African American girl. Here's a tail and some fucking
ding, 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 ding.
The only real person that can call themselves African American is
Dave Matthews,
because he's born in South Africa.
People, their first generation just America, come here. Yes.
And he's white.
Okay. Our next top 10 list.
Move on.
Moving on.
Whose idea was the anger?
I think it was a listener.
Oh.
I think it was her.
I like that listener.
I'm blaming her.
She's related to this.
I'm so goddamn angry now.
Well, that'll go into this.
Chicken stir fry.
Our top 10 sounds classic movies, 1970 and prior. So this is...
Richard Pryor,
yes. Gene Wilder.
Silver Street.
Damn right. All right, number 10. We'll come to you later.
What? Caged Heat.
That was made in the 80s.
It was 80s.
70 to prior.
No,
70 before and earlier.
1970.
Oh, before 1970?
1970 and earlier, I should have said.
Dracula.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Okay. Of Mice and Men.
Oh, that did not make my list, but it damn near did. Yes, it did.
Psycho.
Ooh, that's a good
one.
I got Good and Bad and the Ugly.
Sergio Leone.
Yes. Number 9. I'm just going to run down the Universal Monster list.
I'm trying, but it's... I would have to say Frankenstein. No. But yeah, fuck yeah, Abbott and Costello mean Frankenstein.
There you go, man. That's a good one. What do you got?
Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Albert Finney.
1951.
Oh, it's Alistair Sims.
Yeah.
Sure.
Number 9.
Metropolis.
Ooh. Damn, I didn't even think of that one. Yeah. I got White Heat. James Cagney. Yeah. Top of the world, ma. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Number 8. Your contacts are so throwing me off.
I'm just trying to think of that one with a fucking Rosebud.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane.
Yes.
Yep, that's on my list. We got
Psycho.
Yeah.
Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Which I... did I read somewhere that they're putting that back in theaters?
I heard,
just for
I think
Halloween
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah. My number eight, Streetcar Named Desire. Marlon Brando.
Stella!
Damn right. Damn, he was the man. Until he went crazy and...
He wasn't all that crazy.
Island of Dr. Moreau.
With the little guy?
Yeah. What are we up to, seven?
Yeah.
All right.
I hate this fucking movie. Gone with the Wind. I hate it.
But it's a classic
fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's a classic movie, but I fucking hate it.
Because they're racist.
I'll tell you when it's quitting time with Tara.
All right, seven.
Fantasia.
That's a good... yeah, didn't even cross my mind.
Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mine's Frankenstein, so... It's number six.
The fucking Wolfman.
That would be Lon Chaney, yes?
Yeah, Lon Chaney Jr.
Yeah. Number six.
Alice in Wonderland.
Disney.
Oh, okay.
1951.
Yeah.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yes, that was my honorable mention was... Yeah. My number six, you can't fuck with Charlton Heston as Moses. Ten Commandments.
Let my people go!
Damn right. He just traded the staff for a fucking assault rifle. Number five.
Just had it on the tip of my motherfucking tongue, too.
Okay.
We're no angels. Humphrey Bogart.
I'm actually surprised nobody said Maltese Falcon yet.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, number five.
Old Yeller.
Oh. there's so many old people jokes.
To Catch a Thief.
That was...
Hitchcock.
Jimmy Stewart?
No. I can't think of...
Sean Corey.
Yeah.
My number five was Citizen Kane, so... Number four.
Stalag 17.
That's a good movie.
That is a good movie. Number four.
Wizard of Oz.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, and I figured other Timmy would have that one. So.
My Fair Lady.
That's a great fucking movie.
I know it is. Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Mm.
My number four, another fucking... Every time this comes on, I just stop and just watch. And it's On the Waterfront.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it... God damn, that's a great movie. Number three.
Night of the Living Dead.
Yep. I kind of figured that would be on your list.
No, it wasn't on it.
Yeah. Number three.
Pinocchio.
You just started going down Disney, didn't you? But they're all classics. So.
I'm a child.
Yeah.
For number three, I put down Papillon, but it was made in like 72.
I'll give it to you. Yeah.
And But I've got Dr. Strangelove, so
okay.
As number three. So
okay. My number three, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yep.
Gregory Peck. Number two.
The Dirty Dozen.
Lee Marvin. Whatever happened to that era of just men...
Better them than me.
Well, okay. Of fucking men being men badass, you know.
It was
that Steve McQueen...
Mm-hmm.
Era of
Telly Savalas.
They were fucking men.
Yeah,
you know?
They don't have that no more.
No. Well, they can.
Starbucks. All the pumpkin spice.
All the pumpkin spice, man.
God damn it.
Number, what are we on?
Two.
Okay, who's up?
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Okay. I think we're you.
Okay. Casablanca.
Yeah. Yeah. My number two, Grapes of Wrath.
Here's the grapes. Now here's the
rat. Pretty much. That's another. Anytime hardly most of these come on, I stop and I watch because they blow away anything currently. So.
I know shit.
Yeah. What's your number one?
If I could jump 7 or 5 years,
all right, I'll give it to you.
1975.
Okay.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Sweet transvestite.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Sums up so much.
Yeah.
What's your number one?
12 Angry Men.
Oh, that fucking movie's great. Yeah. I was tempted to put that one. What's yours?
Wizard of Oz.
That's one of the greatest movies fucking ever made.
It is. It's old and it's out in theaters and fucking IMAX. Come on, really?
Yeah.
I would have to switch mine.
Okay.
Goldfinger. I totally fucking space Goldfinger.
Dr. No.
But Goldfinger was better because that one chick in the background. Goldfinger! That thing like strikes you.
Yeah.
Grabs you by the balls and shakes you around.
My number one, I don't know how many people have actually watched this movie, but it's Seven Samurai.
Yeah.
It's where you get Magnificent Seven.
Yep.
But this was the original Kurosawa movie.
Kurosawa, yeah.
Yep. All right, so that was our top tens. This week for our fan casting, we did our own sci-fi movies. So each one has a different plot and everything, so I think we'll start with Mr. Short.
All right.
What's your plot? What's your story about?
My movie is an alien movie.
Okay.
These two aliens, they came to Earth a long time ago, and they're going around the world just researching, and they're going to take over their planet with their alien race.
Okay.
And their shapeshifters.
Oh. Alright, so who's your first casting?
My first casting is an alien hunter, Mark Wahlberg.
I knew it. Damn it, I knew it.
John Cena.
I think John Cena and Mark Wahlberg are the same person. You never see them in the same place, and they're both from Boston.
Can't see him.
What's your plot and first casting?
I'm remaking a movie.
Okay.
Frankenhooker.
Go on.
You have me at hooker.
Yeah. You had me at Frank.
So my first casting is Carrie Wuerr.
As Frankenhooker.
Yes. As the girlfriend who gets chopped up.
Yeah.
I'd still spit in her butthole.
I would too.
See.
My plot is B, C, and D list celebrities are at a comic convention and they are transported into another world and put into Dungeons and Dragons roles to fight against each other, and they are told that the winning team gets to go back home, but really you're not going back home, you're stuck like this.
Sword Art Online.
My first casting as the Barbarian, Mike Tyson.
Nice.
Amazing.
You do know that's Rocket Raccoon's arm.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's not a pianist.
All right. What's your next?
Penis?
Do you have anything, or are you just playing with a raccoon's arm as a penis? Arm. Okay. Owned a short.
All right. The first place the aliens, or the one of the first places that the aliens landed was Russia.
Yeah, of course.
So this Russian woman that the alien took the form of is Yvonne Strahovski.
Yes. From Chuck and Dexter and probably could play Miss Marvel. So. I ain't arguing that one. On to you, Frankenhooker.
As one of the first Johns of said Frankenhooker,
yes.
Michael McDonald.
That's good.
She has to kill him in mid-song, though.
Yeah.
It has to be like a musical sex scene.
Shit, yeah. Top Rock.
Like American Psycho.
It switches over to Warren G's Regulate.
That's right. For my next role, the Amazon will be played by China. It kind of fits. All right. Oh, it's the pedo van.
Oh.
Yep, there he is with his primer. It's always around this time, too. It's very creepy.
Yeah. And we never saw him all summer.
Yeah.
It was hot summer.
Where's the kids at?
Now it's turning cold.
Have you ever seen this one? It's just painted in primer.
Band.
It's just painted in primer.
Fucking creepy.
It's a pedo van. I was like, what the fuck?
No, not the pedo van. The pedo van.
Pedo bear. Alright, where do you...
Alright, the aliens leave Russia and they go to Alaska.
Because everybody knows it's nice there.
Yeah. And Sarah
Palin.
I thought about it. But
yeah.
The woman alien kills Christina Chang and takes her form.
Christina Chang.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
In Alaska?
Yeah.
an Asian in Alaska?
That's
are you nuts?
I wanted to get an Inuit person, but they're all weird looking and sorry.
I apologize to our Inuit listeners.
They're not white enough for this casting.
Yeah.
She was in Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah.
She was born in Taiwan.
Not Alaska.
Not Alaska.
Close to fucking enough.
I think this is our normal.
She's still fine though.
Yeah. This is our Timmy casting for
yeah.
race.
There's no Inuit actors, goddammit.
Well, I'm sure there are. They just
aren't as hot as this.
We need to find them.
Yeah.
All right. Where do you?
As one of the hookers that gets hacked up, Tara Reid.
Nice.
I think she's already been hacked up.
Yeah.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
For my halfling, I have Warwick Davis.
Nice.
From Willow.
Fuck yeah.
He goes with everything.
And Wicket.
Wicket.
Wicket. I just like saying Wicket.
He's the perfect one of the professors on Harry Potter.
That's true. I was actually going to cast as Bridget the Midget.
Oh.
I considered that.
The Black Widow.
Yes, but I was like, why would she be at a fucking Comic-Con convention? So I went, fuck, Warwick Davis will be there. He's a midget. Like you do. On to you.
All right. As Mark Wahlberg's boss, Bill Murray.
Yes. I will buy a ticket right now.
Oh, I'm sold. We gotta make this movie.
You got me. That's fantastic. All right.
As the boyfriend, Ian, the guy from 90210.
Zering.
Yeah.
Sharknado.
It's almost Sharknado.
Yeah.
But Frankenhooker.
I'm in. Yeah. For my good wizard, Rutger Hauer.
Blind Fury, Blade Runner.
I know, but are you going with new Rutger Hauer?
Oh, no, old Rutger Hauer. Old now Rutger Hauer. Like crazy ass.
After Hobo with a Shotgun?
Yes, Rutger Hauer. With a Shotgun, Rutger Hauer. Yeah. I love that movie. I got that over there, too.
As another alien hunter that gets killed by the aliens, Denzel Washington.
He dies first at the beginning of
the movie. I was going to say, does he make it through the credits? The most accomplished black actor in history. Fucking kill him in the credits.
That's right.
On to you.
Another John, Mark Hamill.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Joker.
That's fantastic.
Fuck yeah.
Cockwalker.
He has to have the hand. For my cleric, I went with Molly Quinn. From Castle, and she's a huge comic book geek girl, so she was in We're the Millers and stuff like that, so she's my good cleric.
Don't tell me what to do.
Alright, where do you?
Alright, as the bartender of the bar that Mark Wahlberg goes to,
Ashton Kutcher.
John Goodman.
Oh, yes, I'm all about this movie, god damn.
Shit.
Bill Murray, John Goodman?
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg.
Cut the check. Alright.
Good looking Alaskan girl from Taiwan.
The good looking Inuit from Taiwan.
Yeah. I do what I can.
As one of the cops, Kevin Conroy.
Nice. Oh, yeah. You got fucking Joker, you better have Batman.
Yeah, that's pretty much, yeah.
He is Batman.
He is.
Will Arnett did okay in the Lego movie, but when it first came on, I'm like, that's not Kevin Conroy.
Yeah. Kevin Conroy, he was helping with something in, like, just, I don't know, some kind of relief effort, or 9/11, wasn't it? I don't remember, but he was in the kitchen serving stuff, and he and he said, I'm Batman, really loud. And,
yeah, because nobody believed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the whole place just went, that's fucking Batman! Yeah.
I love that voice.
God damn it. For my evil warrior, who's going to fight against Mike Tyson? Kane Hodder. Probably best known as Jason.
Yeah.
He played Jason in Friday the 13th, and he's in the movie Hatchet, which is a good...
Please tell me he kills Mike Tyson.
I don't know how that fight would go. I think he hits Mike Tyson hard enough that Mike Tyson becomes animated. And does the Mike Tyson mystery show.
I'm seriously going to hit you pretty hard.
And the Tupacabra.
They put a microchip in my head. So I kill aliens.
I like ears.
Alright.
Alright, the female alien goes to Alaska to kill... She kills somebody and takes her form, and the neighbor kid witnesses it, and the father of this neighbor kid is Vincent D'Onofrio.
He would fit in Alaska.
He's not from Taiwan.
He's not from Taiwan.
Pretty close.
Cast a white guy. Good job.
Yeah.
The other police officer, Michael Shanks.
These just need made. Hollywood, fucking hit us up. God damn. For my evil Amazon, who's going to fight against China, who do you think I cast?
Baldatron.
I should have, but I cast Lucy Lawless.
Yeah. I should have put her as the Inuit.
Jesus Christ. Okay, next.
As the little girl that witnesses the alien killing, Maggie Elizabeth Jones.
Okay.
She's a cute little girl.
Not that kind of show to me.
Shut up.
She's from We Bought a Zoo.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Alright, okay.
Yeah.
Fucking gingers.
Fucking right. I should have put a whole bunch of them in here.
Well, like a couple weeks ago, we were all fucking gingers.
Yeah.
It'd be soulless.
Yeah.
Soulless movie.
As one of the hooker experiments that went wrong, Amanda Tapping.
Yeah. That... From SG-1?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with that. My evil wizard. Yes.
Yes.
Clint Howard.
Fuck! Yeah!
I figured he's going to be at a Comic-Con.
Creepy little fucker, isn't
he? Yes, he is. You can see him as like a little orco fucking Master of the He-Man.
He was a creepy little kid when he was... Yeah, a kid! Because he was on the episode of, Yeah, he was on the Wraith, too.
Wasn't he lost in space, or...?
No, he was on an episode of Star Trek.
Yeah.
Where they overdubbed his voice with, an adult.
Yeah. Fucking creepy bastard. Alright.
Alright, the male alien tries to kill a guy, and Mark Wahlberg stops him.
Okay.
And the male alien is Ravil Izyanov.
I don't even know how...
Russian.
Close enough to Inuit.
No, they. Yeah,
but he's the alien.
He's
from Russia, and he was in Alaska trying to kill someone.
Okay, all right.
To take their form.
All right, where do you?
I have narration in this.
Okay.
Vincent Price.
Nice. Yes,
I like it.
I just want to have him. I want to
that
hear
man's voice.
I want to hear Vincent Price and Kevin Conroy just have a conversation.
And Mark, or not Mark.
That is one person that I would have absolutely loved to have met
Morgan Freeman
in real life and like had a conversation with him, because every time I've read something about him, he is like this down to earth guy that, I mean, you would have an intelligent conversation with, and he would, you know,
and turns around and does B movies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then Michael Jackson's voice in the background.
Without kids.
We're gonna go see that IMAX movie. You know, they're gonna redo a
Thriller,
put in IMAX
3D.
That's amazing.
I begin.
Moonwalker.
Moonwalker.
Wow.
That was a cool movie. Shut up.
For my evil ranger, I think the word ranger should give it away. Jason David Frank. Tommy the Green Ranger and Red Ranger. He's played every fucking color ranger except pink.
You know what I missed yesterday?
What?
The new Power Rangers.
Oh.
Mega Super Force. Tommy's supposed to be in it.
If they're in a fucking Dragonzord, I'm out. That's all I gotta say.
Tommy's supposed to be in it, so...
Or the fucking Pink Ranger that's now on Flashpoint show. The Amy Jo Johnston. Mm-hmm. Alright, we're up to our last one. Tongue Punch.
Mm-hmm. Tongue Punch the Fart Box.
You're welcome.
Who's your last... Good God, somebody just killed a fucking skunk.
I don't smell anything.
I think it was the dog.
Goddamn dog.
All right. What's your last one here? Save us.
I don't know if I
Crush
can.
Crush Grooming.
The man that the male alien tries to kill, Kevin Hart.
But why? He's funny, little black man.
Can we just he doesn't die.
I just want to put Vincent D'Onofrio with Kevin Hart. Like a black man staring at a white mountain. What's your last one?
Bruce Campbell.
As?
The hero.
The hero. That's awesome. For mine, last one, I have an evil monk. I just figured he would be at a Comic-Con, and he's not doing anything. Dustin Diamond.
Nice.
Screech from Saved by the Bell.
You just lost me on the movie.
Yeah, well, we can,
I like
we can always recast it.
I thought
you
were going to say, like, Michael Dorn or something.
There, okay, we just recast it with Michael Dorn. That's what you call an edit. So that's this week's show. Thank God. Plugs for this week. Actually, a lot of people have been helping out online, spreading around, trying to get people to listen to the show. But first of all, we are a member of the Shining Wizards Network, and that includes Thursday Night Destruction, Neckbreaker, Pro Wrestling 101, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Midnight Jury, and their new show After Midnight, Two and a Half Wrestlers, Apex Radio, and Shining Wizards themselves. I just lost my page. I would like to thank Nikki from New Zealand. She's been helping out. Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks. Amy from Culture Babble. Three Cuckoos Podcast. Jetstream Rev. Nick and Summer. And everybody else that's helped spread the word of the show. Thank you very much. Anybody got any final thoughts? Holy crap.
They don't find you handy, at least they'll find you handsome.
That's
wait
right.
a minute.
That's
women
good.
Don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handsome.
That's right.
That's good enough for me.
And if you can't duck it, fuck it.
They found ass up.
Tongue punch the fart box.
Or spit in the butthole.
We will
remember classy.
We'll see you all next week. God, save us.